Mishnah Beis, from this point onwards, the focus of the Masechta shifts to the day of Rosh Hashanah itself, and the main discussion is centered around the main mitzvah of the day, which is the blowing of the shofar. Now the truth is, the Torah does not explicitly say that a shofar needs to be blown on Rosh Hashanah. It just says that Yom Teruah Yeh Lochem, that it should be a day of blowing for you. However, we learn from other psukim, which do talk about a shofar explicitly, that on Rosh Hashanah as well, the mitzvah of blowing must be done with a shofar. The question is, what is considered to be a shofar? Kol ha-shofar is k'sherin, all animal horns which are called a shofar are valid to be used as a shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Chutz mishal para, except for the horn of a cow, b'pneishu keren, because the pasuk calls it a keren and not a shofar. Although perhaps we would have called it a shofar, since the word shofar comes from the word shofeferes, which refers to something which is hollow, and the horn of a cow is also hollow. Nevertheless, since the pasuk specifically calls it a keren, we learn from there that the Torah does not consider it to be a shofar valid for Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yossi said, "V'halei kol shofaros nikru keren." But surely all shofaros are also called a keren. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "B'mshoich b'keren ayovel," when they continue the blowing of the ram's keren, referring to the ram's horns. So we see that the fact that it's called a keren is not a contradiction to the fact that it's also a shofar. In fact, that pasuk ends off "B'shomachem es kol shofar," when you hear the voice of the shofar. So you see that it's called both a shofar and a keren. So the horns of a cow should also be valid. The Gemara explains that the Chachomim replied to Rabbi Yossi that when it comes to the horn of a cow, it's only called a keren and not a shofar. Whereas a ram's horns are called a keren and a shofar, and that's why they can be used on Rosh Hashanah.